At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
All right, welcome back to CBS Sports Radio. And obviously, all of the sports are shut down right now and will be for quite some time. And it starts, in a way, with the Utah Jazz and Rudy Gobert. So joining us to talk about all of this that's been going on is Eric Walden. He covers the Jazz for the Salt Lake Tribune. You can find him at Trib Jazz. Eric, thanks for taking a couple of minutes.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so here's the interesting thing, Eric, is it seems like you're in your house right now. Are you quarantined?
I am quarantined, yeah. I'm in the midst of a 14-day stretch in which I am not supposed to leave my house.
And so what is that like? I mean, what is the experience like of being just quarantined?
It's a little bizarre. I mean, obviously, like, I love my home. I'm comfortable here, but, you know, I'm used to being able to go out and hop in the car and, like, you know, go pick up groceries or, you know, go to the Jazz's practice facility or whatever. And it's definitely weird, like, having to resist the temptation to go out and interact with people and go out and do, like, the simplest things, you know. We're fortunate in that before I was quarantined, we'd gone out and, you know, hit the grocery store and stocked up. It's also helped a little bit that because I was quarantined, my wife and son were asked to quarantine themselves
yeah.
this weekend as well. So they've been here with me. We've been hanging out, catching up on some shows, reading some books, playing video games, all that good stuff in between me doing some work. So it's been weird. They'll be back to work on Monday and you know, I'll still continue doing what work I can, but doing it here from home.
Okay. Well, yeah, again, we're glad we could get you for a couple of minutes on, because obviously you are so close to this with what's been going on with the Jazz. And obviously it starts with Rudy Gobert. So for Rudy Gobert, like, what was he really, because I've heard some whispers of things, you see some tweets and stuff, like, what was Rudy Gobert like before he actually tested positive for the coronavirus?
So the thing with Rudy is he's, you know, a lot of people have seen by now the video of, of him touching the microphones at the shoot around on Monday prior to the Raptors game.
Mm-hmm.
And this came to light because I tweeted about it. You know, I tweeted Rudy ends his media session by leaning over and touching everyone's microphones and digital recorders. And I threw the laughing crying emoji at the end, which rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. And the thing was, you know, I wasn't trying to make light of coronavirus, of COVID-19. It was kind of a thing where Rudy can come off as being like very serious to people who don't interact with him on a daily basis. But for those of us who do and who know him, you know, he's kind of like low-key cheeky in a way, you know. And so this was the first day that the Jazz, they had kind of gotten ahead of the NBA protocols in which media and players were supposed to be separated by 6 to 8 feet. The Jazz, you know, got ahead of this. And so we had spoken with him and we were all sitting down on chairs and he was at a table. And I interpreted it as him kind of saying, look, you know, we all just spent a week on the road together. We were all in New York together and Boston together. And I've been breathing on your microphones and your digital recorders this whole time. And now all of a sudden, you know, I have to keep my distance from you guys, you know? And so him reaching over and touching them was kind of like a little bit of an act of defiance. I thought, you know, it was kind of his way of saying, I'm not going to be scared of these guys who I've been interacting with all year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously he came out yesterday and acknowledged that he's had some careless behavior. I guess there have been reports that, you know, some of his teammates were perhaps thought he was a little too cavalier in terms of making physical contact in the locker room. You know, but Rudy is, here's the thing, you know, he was a finalist for the Magic Johnson Award last year, which is voted upon by the media for guys who are helpful to the media, you know, athletes who are helpful to the media. Rudy's a genuinely good guy who always does his best to give honest answers. And really, it's been kind of surreal to see him, you know, dragged into to become the focal point of this situation, you know, to see him almost treated as a pariah by some people as a result of this situation.
Well, yeah, and let me ask you this, because we're talking with Eric Walden, who covers the Jazz for the Salt Lake Tribune, and Eric, you're in quarantine and with other reporters having all of their equipment touched by Rudy Gobert. Like, what was the impact on other people that cover the team, and how do those people feel about Rudy?
You know, everyone in that moment when he did that, like, it wasn't me. We all laughed because, you know, we weren't thinking at that moment, and perhaps, you know, this said something about us as well. It hadn't sunk in for all of us yet, the seriousness of this. I mean, obviously, you can read stories about the effect it's having on people in other countries. Obviously, we had read that a few people in the United States had died because of this, and we weren't trying to make light of it. But until it kind of hit us in the face, you know, we didn't fully grasp the seriousness of it, I guess you could say. And Rudy was obviously in the same boat and had the same thoughts. I don't think anyone who was there at that news conference had any alarm about Rudy touching their microphones or recorders. You know, in the moment, we thought it was kind of a funny reaction, you know, because he was showing solidarity in a way, which we appreciated. You know, I don't think anyone who's been quarantined blames Rudy for it. You know, it's just it's an unprecedented situation that we've been caught up in. I mean, Rudy certainly doesn't want to be quarantined for whatever length of time he's going to have to be. Donovan Mitchell certainly doesn't want that to be the case. You know, it's all a matter of perspective. Would we rather not be quarantined for this amount of time? Yeah, but at the same time, you know, we're also cognizant of the fact that there are people out there who are far more impacted by this than we are. And so, you know, it's something that nobody's overreacting to.
Yeah, and that's a fair way to look at it. Like, one of the interesting things to me, and you hit on this a bit, is the idea that it wasn't seen as big of a deal at the time, because I feel like, you know, for me, like, I'm a national sports talk host. I'm supposed to be following and reading this stuff when stories pop up, and that was not on my radar until he was diagnosed. I just feel like a lot of people didn't appreciate or understand the possibility of this. And now for Rudy Gobert to go through this, in a lot of ways, it feels like, and I don't know if you've been reading this, Eric, but it seems like there's a lot of negativity just generally out there towards Rudy Gobert right now, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. And as I said, it's unfortunate because it was so inevitable that this was going to happen. You know, I was out with my son for a time on Wednesday. We were at a public event. We were at an arena. And, you know, I'm kind of scrolling through my phone, checking Twitter. And I'd seen a report that a European soccer player, I want to say it was a player maybe for Arsenal or something like that, had tested positive. Maybe it's someone for Juventus. And I quote tweeted it and said, man, just wait for the reaction when, you know, when the first North American player tests positive, not thinking at all in that moment that it would be literally like 2 hours later, you know?
Yeah.
2 hours later. Like, that's, life comes at you fast, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and so it was inevitable that it was going to happen. And again, it's unfortunate that it was Rudy that it happened to, because, you know, I don't want to come across as Homer media looking out for my guy or something like that, but this is someone who I've interacted with, you know, multiple times a week for the last almost 2 years, and you get to know some of these guys, and you get to know that Rudy is not a malicious person, you know, and people need to remember this is not something he signed up for, that he's a victim in this, you know, that he's not some evil mastermind plotting to bring all of our precious sports to a grinding halt. You know, this is a guy who has become infected with a virus, who's caught a disease, and we need to remember he's a victim in this. He's not someone to be the object of our scorn. Could he have handled all of this better beforehand? Sure. Who among us, you know, didn't make some kind of inappropriate coronavirus joke at some point in the lead up to this, because it hadn't come into our living rooms yet? You know, it hadn't hit us in the face yet. And now that it's here, you know, all of a sudden it develops the seriousness that it deserved. And the fact that Rudy is at the epicenter of that, again, he's a good guy. And to see him kind of get treated as this malicious, uncaring person really just doesn't capture his character at all.
Yeah, so we're talking with Eric Walden, who covers the Jazz for the Salt Lake Tribune, and he's calling us from quarantine. And so, Eric, I mean, for you to have this kind of feeling towards Rudy, it's interesting to hear that, and I'm glad we've been able to get you on to share some of that. Now, one of the things that's interesting here, too, with Rudy Gobert is it feels like the league wanted to play all of these games with empty stadiums, and then the Gobert situation, it seems like that changed everything. Do you get that kind of read?
Yeah, so from what I understand, it seems like the best that I can understand it is Commissioner Adam Silver had been on a conference call with the league's board of governors, a representative from all 30 teams, just hours before, you know, kind of discussing what the eventuality would be, because we were certainly heading toward, you know, large cities and locales with sports stadiums moving to the position of banning large gatherings of people, you know, this quote-unquote social distancing that we've now heard over and over the last few days. You know, it was inevitable that this was going to happen, and so it seems like they had discussed the possibility of either just putting the league on hiatus immediately and picking up later on once the pandemic had kind of abated. There was some support for that strategy. It seemed like there was a little bit more support for the idea of continuing the games, but doing so in stadiums devoid of fans and involving only what they've called essential personnel, you know, the bare minimum of people who would need to be there in the building to make the games go off, you know, to make the TV broadcasts go off. So it seems like they had come to that decision, and then, yeah, literally hours later, the news breaks that Rudy Gobert is tested positive for COVID-19, and once that happened, you know, there was no other alternative. I knew that the moment that it came out that someone in North America tested positive for that, it was game over, because, you know, you saw the instant reaction. What team wants to play that team, you know, in which all the other teammates have been exposed to that guy? There's fear about it, you know, and not unwarranted for that matter, just given the lethality of this virus, given the potential impact of it. So, yeah, once that announcement came out, it was not a surprise to me at all that within minutes the season was over.
Yeah, and it feels like the right call. And for Eric, for you to take a couple of minutes and talk with us and explain all this, we really appreciate it. Eric Walden covers the Jazz for the Salt Lake Tribune. You can find him at Trib Jazz. Eric, thanks again, man, and be safe, be well.
I will. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.